the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So today is a day when the key components of our efforts to protect the citizens of Arizona take up the fight against illegal immigration in a balanced and constitutional way has unanimously been vindicated by the highest court in the land. The heart of Senate Bill 1070 has been proven to be constitutional. Arizona's and every other state's inherent authority to protect and defend its people has been upheld.
There's Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, who says the Supreme Court's ruling on her state's immigration law is a victory for Arizona. 800-510-8255. We get started in this hour of the countdown with immigration reform being front and center. I'm Doug Steffen. Bill Hemmer here talks to Judge Andrew Napolitano about exactly what the Supreme Court struck down.
Initial reaction from you is what?
That the heart and soul of the Arizona statute has been struck down by the Supreme Court, consistent with previous Supreme Court opinions that basically say, for better or for worse, whether you like it or not, immigration is a federal issue to be administered by the United States of America, by the federal government, and not by the states, so that immigration law means the same thing in all 50 states as it does in Washington, D.C. Basically, the court is saying to those in Arizona who are understandably unhappy with the administration of immigration law by this administration, if you don't like it, vote them out of office, but don't try to change the law because you are essentially without authority or sovereignty to do that.
One part of the law that stands, though, Judge, if the officer reasonably suspects the person is in the United States illegally during an individual stop or detainment. That apparently still stands. And the point that Shannon Bream makes there is that now you're going to see when an officer does this, what sort of a court challenge comes from that.
You're probably going to see a court challenge the first time the officer does this.
In all likelihood, you're right. But based on what we've heard from the court today, does something like that stand or not?
Well, it's unclear from reading the opinion. It's about 125 pages, Bill. It's been out for about 15 minutes. It's unclear from reading it if the Ninth Circuit injunction, that's the order issued by the Court of Appeals preventing Arizona from even engaging in this, look up on a computer and see if the person is wanted by the federal authorities for a violation of immigration law, still stands. In other words, will the law, is that 2B, to Section 2B, automatically undone? I suspect that the Supreme Court is looking for a factual challenge in which a state court can decide whether or not the police are appropriately exercising this authority under Arizona law. Because if you look at it in a very narrow way, the state of Arizona basically said to police officers, when you stop somebody, see if they're wanted for other violations of law. You automatically do that. Now you can see whether or not they are wanted by immigration authorities. The see if they are wanted is an internal police function, and the Supreme Court wants to see how that works out. The stop them because look like they're illegal immigrants is what the Supreme Court put a stop to.
All right, but the court did say part of the law requiring police to check the status of someone they suspect is not in the U.S. legally, could go forward. And now we wait to see whether or not that has another legal challenge.
That means that probably this afternoon in Arizona, someone will be stopped for
maybe
jaywalking.
Maybe by 12 noon Arizona
right.
time.
Someone will be stopped for jaywalking or DWI.
There are numerous states that are still going through their own definition of this law. Alabama, you think about Georgia, there was a challenge in Indiana, South Carolina. Does any of this today affect those laws in other states?
Yes. This opinion strikes at the heart of the Alabama statute. I'm unfamiliar with the one in Georgia, but I've read the one in Alabama. Both the Arizona and the Alabama statute presumed that where the federal government chooses not to enforce federal immigration law, the states may stand in the place of the federal government and enforce the federal law as they, the states, understand it to be. Today, the Supreme Court has said the states may not do that, no matter how well-intended their motives may be, no matter how burdensome is the problem with illegal immigration in their states. Only the federal government can enforce in a traditional way federal immigration.
More on the Supreme Court's ruling, the Arizona immigration law is front and center on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise?
Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
If there were a Hall of Fame for big, it would include the Big Bang, big waves, Bigfoot, and of course, the big 4th of July appliance event at Sears. Starting Friday, Sears is the one place to save big on all 10 of the top 10 brands. Get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and up to 15% off all other brands. This is big. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brands from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 6/29 through 7/7.
Talk radio in review. Immigration reform is what we have to talk about, to buzz about. Host Dave Ross and Luke Burbank with Newsweek's Dahlia Lithwick about the Supreme Court striking down some of the Arizona immigration law.
What part of the law was struck down, Dahlia?
They struck down three provisions. There were four provisions that were on hold after the Ninth Circuit got through with it. Three of the four were struck down. So the first one that they struck down was the one that made it a state misdemeanor for illegal aliens not to have registration paper, alien registration requirement documents on them. One that they struck down would have made it misdemeanor for aliens to seek or engage in work in Arizona, and these were struck down. And the third thing that was struck down was a provision that would have allowed state and local police officers to arrest someone without a warrant if the officer, quote, had probable cause to believe that they're in the country illegally. That was also struck down. So they struck down three, and they upheld just one.
Well, so what was upheld then?
What they upheld was, in fact, one of the most controversial provisions of the Arizona law. That was, it's the one that's known as the papers, please requirement. And it's the one that says that if the police detain you for some other reason, you're jaywalking or your license plate has expired or your windows are tinted too dark, which happened in one episode, if they detain you for some other reason, they can check your immigration status, and the court upheld that provision, that section 2B, and said it's just too early to know whether that one also violates the sort of provision that we have right now, the division of who gets to do the federal government or the state government, the court, this is a resounding victory for the proposition that, look, the federal government sets immigration policy, the states don't do it. So those three that got struck down on the principle that, dudes, the federal government makes this law.
I hope, Dahlia, I really hope that the word dudes was in the official opinion, because that would make it my favorite opinion ever issued.
Yeah. I'm thinking that of all people, Justice Anthony Kennedy, who wrote the majority.
Unlikely.
Unlikely to use the word dudes, although if you want a good read, I would take a look at Antonin Scalia. He dissents, needless to say, from this. He would have upheld the entire law, all four of those provisions. And his dissent is really something.
Wow. Okay, but the court ruled the state can't force you to carry your papers. But the state can check your status if they suspect you because you're not carrying your papers.
No, they can. They have to stop you for something. If they stop you for something else that they suspect you of.
So they can't just stop you specifically because they think you look like you might be here illegally.
Well, so that has been at the heart of these legal challenges from the beginning. The racial profiling question of who they are going to stop under this law has always been the issue. But it's really important to understand that at this point in this litigation, the racial profiling issues are not raised. The racial profiling issues may still come, and there's been class certification of people who claim that they've been stopped because of how they look.
Here's host Mary Walter visiting with her listeners about the part of the Arizona immigration law that the Supreme Court upheld.
The provision that was upheld requires state and local police officers during routine stops to check the immigration status of anyone they suspect to be in the country illegally. So that means you got to produce your papers, which that was a big problem, I think, for a lot of people with this law, that you have to produce your papers. That's un-American. We shouldn't have to produce papers. And my argument with that is that I have to produce my papers all the time. I got an MRI last week. I had to produce ID to get an MRI. I go to see the doctor. I have to produce an ID with my insurance card. I go get a blood test. I have to produce my ID. So having to produce ID for those of us here legally happens all the time. If I'm driving a car and I'm asked, I'm pulled over and stopped, I have to produce ID. So if you're here legally and have to produce ID, what is the big deal about having to produce ID if you're here illegally? So that part of it was upheld. It was a 5-3 ruling. It did uphold the requirement, as I said, that local PD can check a person's immigration status while enforcing other laws. So, and they say enforcing other laws if a reasonable suspicion exists that the person is in the U.S. illegally. And that was, if I remember correctly, that was a big problem for the left because they said, well, then you're going to profile. Well, you know what? The left profiles all the time. Has anybody else noticed when the left talks about illegal immigration, they automatically assume it's Hispanics? Did you ever notice that? Aren't they profiling? Because when they talk about illegal immigration, it's always the Hispanic vote. Well, there's other people here illegally. Why do we just assume it's Hispanics? To me, that's profiling. So they profile just as much. So the odds are pretty good if it's in Arizona. It's probably going to be someone who's Hispanic. Just the way it is. It's the geography of the place. So I don't think that that's profiling. How do you feel about that, about them upholding the law? They did strike down the part of the law that Arizona was trying to uphold immigration. They said it is a federal law. The federal government claimed that Arizona's law encroached on its authority to enforce immigration, and the Supreme Court agreed with that. The problem is that the federal government isn't enforcing the law. That's the problem.
The ruling everybody is waiting for later this week. That's our next consideration here on The Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So as you know, talk radio, talk television, and talk media is really into this Obamacare decision. Host Chad Hasty and Rex Andrew talking to Congressman Randy Neugebauer of Texas about how he thinks the Supreme Court will decide when they release their ruling later this week.
Congressman, a big story expected this week, Obamacare at the Supreme Court. Give us your best prediction, if you would, please.
I think there's two big decisions coming out, Rex, this week. One of them is obviously the Obamacare, and the other one is the Arizona immigration case. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that hasn't gotten as much of attention. I still think that at least a part of Obamacare will be struck down. I feel like that from the questions that were asked, and I'm going to be extremely surprised, I would say that, if the court upholds Obamacare.
And if part of it is struck down, how does that affect the whole thing? Would that be a mess, or what would happen?
Well, I think the first thing we'll have to do, and one is not rush to action. I mean, kind of how we got into this mess was a process was not carried out like it normally is. We should have had more hearings. We should have had more Florida made. This deal was put together in a back room. And so we need to read the opinions from the justices, make sure we all understand, what's there if it's a partial, and then determine then how is the best way to put forth a health care plan in America that works for the American people, that doesn't increase the cost, provides accessibility and availability, and be methodical about that and not rush to take some action.
It is struck down. Is there some way that Obama can, by order, like he did with immigration, do what he tried to do with Obamacare? In other words, some kind of order?
Yeah. Well, we know he'll try something, whether he will in this instance or not, but I mean, it's not unprecedented for him to think he is the decider. But I think it's obviously right after a Supreme Court ruling, it's going to be a little bit tough for him to be on any kind of stable ground to try to do some kind of an executive order here to go around the Supreme Court. That would be a pretty big order.
Now, talk radio callers on the debate over the president's health care plan and what the Supreme Court ought to be doing.
I'm in a really difficult situation. I'm 61 years old, and I have several pre-existing conditions, so I have not been able to get health insurance for the last 5 years. I just came out of the hospital with double pneumonia and have almost $300 in medical bills, and I need to go back into the hospital for open-heart surgery, and it's beyond bankruptcy is what it's going to do to my life. I am not able to pay anything, And the most amazing thing is they couldn't qualify me for Medicaid because I'm purchasing a mobile home and you can't own any property and get help from Medicaid. So my mobile home, which is worth less than $10,000, is keeping me from getting any help at all under the current system. And I'm one of the people that has been rooting for some kind of universal health care because I've already suffered one medical bankruptcy. There's an awful lot of people like me that can't get insurance, couldn't afford it, and now I'm just, I don't know what's going to happen.
You know, the whole lot, the basic things in the health care law that's of interest to me is really not so much the individual mandate. That's not a big issue. It's more the fact that we finally are forcing the insurance companies to play fair. And I think that's what the Republicans have the biggest problem with, the whole idea of them having to insure people with the pre-existing conditions and not in, you know, getting rid of the lifetime caps and those type things. Of course, it's going to cost the insurance companies more money, but it's really just a more fair, fairer approach to health care. And so that's the biggest impact. If we lose that, I think we'll go back to just insurance companies doing what they want to do to people.
Up next, your calls on the Supreme Court ruling in Arizona. Give us your best thoughts, 800-510-8255 on the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Tuesday the 26th of June. I'm Doug Steffen talking about the Supreme Court and Obamacare and whether this is all going to fit together or fall apart. So let's get started to take more of your calls as we can fit them in here. Mary in Washington this is the religious angle, I think. Go ahead, Mary.
It's very obvious that the bill has gone all the way around all other aspects of it, and then the bill demands that the Catholic Church will have to submit to the government as to how the finer points of the bill are interpreted. So, therefore, the Catholic Church is being funded now by the government.
800-510-8255. A lot of people agree with that. The health centers are involved in this sort of discussion. Is it better for patients to have this or not? You have maybe some experience in health care. How has that changed? Seems to have changed remarkably, even though Obamacare wasn't supposed to go into effect until next year. Ellen in Massachusetts, the Supreme Court's decision.
I am a federal government employee, so it will not affect me personally so much because I will be covered in retirement. You know, if everything stays the same it is now, Congress can pass a lot of different laws, but the way it will affect me is both of my parents have Alzheimer's. I have three disabled people in my family. They're on Social Security benefits that are already very discriminated against because they have Medicare, and so when they need certain procedures done, Medicare does not want to cover it, and like they would if they had private insurance. So it has an effect for the whole country.
We're talking about the Supreme Court. Certainly, health care is one of the areas. Immigration law is another area where people are concerned. The verdict on Arizona immigration, that is part of what's come out this week. Supreme Court also permits no limits on state campaign funds. Back to that stuff from a couple of years ago. Rules juvenile life without parole is cruel and unusual punishment, so they've limited the use of life terms in prison for murderers under 18, ruling the judges have to consider the defendant's age and the nature of the crime. 800-510-8255. So you're happy with the Supreme Court may be part of what we talk about here. Stephen in Pennsylvania, originally from England.
I just wanted to say that I've experienced National Health Service in Britain, for the last 60 years. I also have Blue Shield coverage over here. And I don't understand why Americans are so scared of nationalized medicine. If I had to have a choice for an operation procedure, I'd probably go back to England to have it rather than have it here and go to any doctor, anytime, anywhere. There's no fee. They track what happens to you better over there than over here. I was in a nasty car accident here, and there was no coordination between any of my doctors, the hospital, my regular doctor, my orthopedic doctor, no coordination at all. In Britain, all of that is tracked, and much better care was afforded.
All right. You want the system that's in place in Canada or in England? You want the government involved or not involved? 800-510-8255. I think this is taking quite a toll, this discussion, on our country in many different ways. North Carolina, with a focus on the president's plan.
Several years ago, my wife went to work for a company that offered health insurance. That was one of the benefits. That was the reason she went. She left the company, and she cobra'd out. After the cobra period was over, we went and got private insurance. $2,300 a month was our cost for the insurance. Okay. We went through a state program called Inclusive Health. People have no idea how difficult it's going to be to try to talk to someone about your insurance program. 50 phone calls, 30 faxes later, we had to call the North Carolina Senate, one of the guys in the Senate, to work with us to get us this insurance. What we've got, or what America will have, you'll have somebody in the cubicle, sitting in the cubicle, you're going to try to converse with them, and they really don't care about you, because as soon as 5 o'clock comes, they're gone. And this is what America's facing. You'll have people that really have no consequence to them whether you get insurance or not. And America better understand that this is not the President Obama's health care. It will not fix everything, because that really don't have your best interest at heart.
800-510-8255. You have second thoughts if you supported Obamacare earlier on, or are you stronger in terms of your opinion about it than you ever were? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Phil in Indiana, concerned about the whole thing.
I'm more concerned about the affordability of it. Originally, they said that the insurance companies will get online with it, which they haven't, that I'm aware of. And then the penalty for not having it, there's the rumors of the fine would be half the cost of a year's insurance. And I think if people could afford insurance, they would have it. So I just don't, I don't see how they could enforce it, or get the insurance companies to come online. I'm uninsured right now, so is my wife, and I'm 57, she's 50, and we'd love to have insurance, we just can't afford it.
800-510-8255, is that the deal? Is it a sad state of affairs? Do we owe people who don't have insurance coverage? That's been part of this. The Supreme Court rejecting corporate campaign spending limits. There's a I'm just looking at some of the, I'm reviewing some of the things the Supreme Court has come up with in the last couple of days. This one, there's no decision yet. There are a lot of people who are assuming certain things. That can always be dangerous. Jenny in Maryland, thoughts on the Supreme Court justices.
Yesterday, John Boehner was saying that after the decision came down, there should be no spiking of the bowl. A Republican candidate out Midwest already has an ad out praising the decision. And I wonder if that means that somebody on the court has given the Republicans some indication of how they're going to rule, because you only spike the ball if you win. And John Boehner clearly yesterday told him there would be no spiking of the ball after the decision comes down.
All right, so let's review here for a moment or two. Supreme Court yesterday struck down a couple of sections of the Arizona immigration law, did not dismiss the law. The justices decided to invalidate three parts of the law, one making it a crime for an illegal to work, seek work in Arizona, one which allowed state and local officers to arrest people without a warrant, they have probable cause to believe the person is illegal, and the one that made it a state requirement for immigrants to register with the federal government. Supreme Court upheld the part of the law that requires police officers to verify a person's immigration status during routine stops if they suspect the person is in the country illegally. So let's just kind of ponder that for a minute. They invalidated the part that makes it a crime for an illegal to work or seek work in Arizona. So it's okay if you're illegal to get work in Arizona. The part which allowed the state and local officers to arrest people without a warrant if they have cause to believe the person is illegal. Maybe I can understand that a little bit. The one that made it a state requirement for immigrants to register with the federal government. Don't understand the part that makes it a crime for an illegal to work or seek work in Arizona. What are we saying? 800-510-8255. What are they saying? All right, so let's see what else. In addition to the ruling on the immigration law, Supreme Court ruled on two other issues, struck down mandatory life sentences without parole for a convicted murderer who are underage. This one was a 14-year-old boy. Let's see here. It was decided that the sentence given to the 14-year-old violates the Eighth Amendment's prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. So a 14-year-old can murder somebody and not be in jail, but if you're 18, you murder somebody, you go to jail for the rest of your life. Supreme Court also overturned a Montana law which banned independent political spending by corporations. The court reaffirming the Citizens United decision. My God, that's disgusting. 800-510-255 at 16 before the hour. This is Radio Review.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, koreanwar.defense.gov.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me. Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here is some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, It fits right on the bottle of Strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you the stylish full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
If there were a Hall of Fame for big, it would include the Big Bang, big waves, Bigfoot, and of course, the big 4th of July appliance event at Sears. Starting from the one place to save big on all 10 of the top 10 brands. Get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and up to 15% off all other brands. This is big. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brands from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 6/29 through 7/7.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
800-510-8255, continuing to take your calls on the reaction of the Supreme Court rulings that were announced yesterday. Most of you were calling about the health care part of this, which hadn't even been announced yet. It's just all provocation based on speculation. Nora in New York with a lot of thoughts.
I really don't think that people realize the whole entirety of this insurance and the benefits of it. We're the only industrialized nation that does not have a national health care system. And looking at people that have pre-existing conditions like myself, this health care law really helps us, and also children that have pre-existing health care. Women need preventative health. If we have preventative health, we will stop a lot of people from having diseases and the progression of those diseases, because they can get treatment. And preventative health care is paramount.
800-510-8255. I'm looking at some other court rulings that have been controversial. They seem to all get announced at this time of year. The Ninth Circuit ruled that the "under God" phrase inserted in 1954 in the Pledge of Allegiance is an endorsement of religion, violates the U.S. Constitution. That, in my recollection, didn't make it to the Supreme Court, but obviously "under God" is still in there. The courts are very political, and that troubles me as well. Does it trouble you, instead of just taking the law and this is what this means? It's all open to interpretation, and it's very political, and seems very wrong. Here's Nancy in California on Mr. Obama.
You have to look at what he said. He bald-faced lied. All over America, you do not get to keep your insurance if you like it. All over America, people are going broke trying to pay for the things that have kicked in about, every day I work in the insurance, industry. And I'm telling you, people are calling every day saying, and these are people over 65 are calling in and saying, I normally get this test done for nothing under my Medicare, and now they say, because of Obamacare, I have to pay the $50.
800-510-8255. You agree with that, Carla? Let's listen to Gary, who's in Cadott, Wisconsin. Hi, Gary. You're on the Countdown Live.
Morning, Doug.
Morning.
Morning. Just one comment about the immigration laws, where they're not prohibiting someone who's not a citizen from applying for work. I'm an employer, and for anybody that seeks employment through me, I have to verify their citizenship, have them fill out the W-4, go through all the due diligence any employer should have to go through. But I don't see why you could. What else would they do, an illegal immigrant, if they cross the border, then to seek work? They're just transferring the responsibility to the employer to ensure that that person is paying their taxes and that they are a citizen.
Yeah, it's a messed up mess. Gary, is what it, this doesn't really clarify anything. All right, thanks for the call. 51 after, more coming up in a moment here.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House No. 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low-price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, continuing our discussion on the Supreme Court. Juveniles convicted of murder cannot be automatically sentenced to life in prison without parole. 5-4 ruling involving two 14-year-olds convicted in separate robberies in Alabama and Arkansas. It struck down 29 different state laws that impose mandatory life without parole sentences on juvenile murder defendants, forcing judges and juries to give life without parole regardless of mitigating circumstances, violates past rulings requiring individualized sentencing for defendants facing the most serious penalties. Alina Kagan wrote that for the majority. Quote, we therefore hold that mandatory life without parole for those under the age of 18 at a time of their crimes violates the Eighth Amendment, cruel and unusual punishment. The court did not issue a blanket ban on life without parole for juvenile murder defendants, so I guess judges could still impose that sentence as long as all the factors, such as the juvenile's upbringing, are taken into account. 800-510-8255. Back to health care. Craig in Arizona, you're on the air.
I think all Americans should get the same health care that the Congress gets and the Supreme Court gets. And, you know, if they get such good health coverage, we all should too. I have good health coverage now, but I think all Americans should get the same health coverage as all the Senate and House representatives. They get health care for life, and, you know, we should too. We should get the same health care they have.
All right, so nothing new in that, but thanks for your opinion. 800-510-8255. So does this change any of your thing? I mean, I think it's pretty interesting, the move on sentencing there, the Arizona thing. It was known as Senate Bill 1070, signed into law by Governor Brewer in April of, what, I think it was 2010, right? But it was challenged immediately by the current administration. And a lot of people asked, well, why? Well, because they need those votes. How many of these things happen because there's a vote? We know this. We see this all the time. And the Citizens United thing is part of the same deal. We need their votes. Buy them, buy them, buy them. 800-510-8255. Curtis in Virginia, sir. Go ahead.
It'll be a good thing if they repeal it. If it's ruled unconstitutional, it'll be a good thing because it's going to do nothing but bad for me. I wrote a letter to my representative, Gerald Conley, in, I think, 10th District of Virginia, and I told him if he voted for the law, we were not going to, you know, we were going to vote him out of office. And he sent me a letter back and said that he would vote for it only because it would lower the rates, that we could keep what we wanted, if what we already had if we wanted to, that it would help lower the deficit, it would be better quality care, all this stuff. I wrote him back and said every one of those are going to prove to be a lie. And it hasn't even been fully implemented yet, and it is. I mean, my premiums have went up. Everybody's premiums have went up. The deficit is now projected to go higher. The cost of the health care law was projected now to be twice what they said it would. On every point, he was wrong. So it'll be a good thing if it's rejected.
800-510-8255. Yesterday, Marco Rubio was on The View talking to the ladies about his ideas regarding fixing the immigration problem.
Talking about immigration, because it's a big question right now. And I'm curious, do you think there should be a path to citizenship for illegal aliens?
The problem with immigration is really complicated, and I try to touch upon it in the book from my point of view. I can see both sides of the debate. It's not a black or white yes or no issue. On the one hand, these are human beings, the vast majority of whom are coming here in search of a better life. As I say in the book, they are doing exactly what all of us would do, any of us would do, if our kids were hungry, if our children had no opportunity.
Right.
On the other hand, we have to have immigration laws, and they have to be respected. And I think we need to remind people that a million people a year permanently immigrate to the U.S.
So do you have a solution?
No other country.
Are you against the Dream Act?
Well, I'm against the Dream Act the way it's written. I'm actually working on an alternative.
Why?
I think it's too broad. I think it encourages illegal immigration in the future. But I do think there's an alternative to it, which we've been working to develop.
Tell them what it is. I don't think people know
the alternative?
What the Dream Act is.
The Dream Act is basically a bill that allows kids who were brought here by their parents and who now are undocumented through no fault of their own the opportunity to stay in the country. The way the Dream Act does it is it awards them citizenship through a special path. The way I would approach it is I would give these kids a student visa so they can stay here and study, a work visa, and after about 10 years, they would be in the same position as any other non-immigrant visa holder. They can be petitioned for through the regular system,
not
a special
one. But what about the kids who were born here?
Well, the kids who were born here are U.S. citizens. They don't have an issue.
All right, that's it for another hour of discussion here on The Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.